No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis and Velocity Tom, here in Lakeland, Florida, to kick off Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary. And, man, are we doing it right, Dennis, or what?
Oh, we're living it up big time here this year.
That's right, because we've come over to Tom's RV setup, and we're having a Mamsker margarita, one of these frozen margaritas, to kick off Sun and Fun properly, because he makes a special margarita just for Sun and Fun and events like this. And we figured what better way to kick off the show than with a margarita with Velocity Tom. Tom, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm just doing fantastic for our 50th anniversary at Sun and Fun. It's going to be a great week. The weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be beautiful every day. Maybe some rain showers on Thursdays. The RVs are pulling in left and right. The airplanes are coming in. The P-51s flew in last night. There were some fighters coming in last night. It's going to be a great show.
I have no doubt about it. The weather actually is perfect right now. This is the day, or, you know, the evening before the first day of the show. We're recording literally three editions of Just Plain Radio that will air over the next 3 weeks. So we're going to try to give you a little glimpse behind the curtain if you're not fortunate enough to be here in Lakeland yourself and witness Sun and Fun, because this one's special. This is a very special Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary. I'm sure we'll get Gene Conrad on at some point during the next three shows and check in with him again. But and he's the, you know, big kahuna of Sun and Fun. But all the people here from all over the world have converged on Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun once again. And we're going to try to cover it as best as we can. Check out some pretty cool planes. I don't know. What do you got your eyes on, Dennis? Anything yet? Or in the back of your mind that you think we got to pick up on?
I'm always looking for what's the next thing I want to put in my airplane. You know, that, and that's, this is the place to do it, because all of the vendors are here. So we can dream big, try to figure out what I want to do to make the Mooney even better, or replace it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's very early in the event. Maybe we'll find something that Captain Dennis will want to add to his arsenal of airplanes. Well, it's not necessarily maybe you just add two, not just upgrade. How about that? Because I have to have a plane to fly.
Right.
Think about me, Dennis. Come on, right, Tom?
Isn't that the way? Win the Powerball.
Well, not yet. It's early. It can still happen.
We have one of our XL Turbo Velocities over at the show right now.
And you're willing to give it to me for free?
Well, I don't know about free, but we could probably make you a good deal this week.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. I'm sure we'll learn more about that Velocity aircraft here at Sun and Fun. Is that the new thing that they're showing off, or they got a new model or anything here at the event?
No, it's just an upgraded model. It's got the twin turbo in it, the Lycoming 540 in there, and it's a maintain sea level power all the way up to 18,000 feet, and you can go right up to 24,000 feet with it, or flight level 240.
I love it. I the specs work for me, Dennis. As long as the credit card that you own covers the rest, I think we're good to go.
Greg, anything with two wings and a propeller would probably cover it for your needs.
Okay, well, that's true. That is very true. Though there's going to be so many options available to me and Dennis. And I mean, it's like if you're a pilot or an aviation enthusiast, you're going to be a kid in the candy store at Sun and Fun here. And being that it's the 50-year anniversary, you know, they're pulling out all the stops. You know, the Wednesday night air show is being kicked up a notch. You know, Gene was talking about that a little bit last week on the big show. And I know what they're planning this year. Usually Wednesday's kind of like a preview to Saturday night. But what they're doing this year for Sun and Fun is that they're actually doing the entire blowout of fireworks and nighttime air shows. He said it's going to be exactly what you get on Saturday night. So if you're fortunate enough to be here during Wednesday night, you'll get the full thing, or maybe you just want to double up, you know, because it is a massive fireworks display, and they got the wall of fire that never gets old. After, I don't know, God knows I've probably seen this thing for 10 years now, and I really look forward to seeing that every year. What about you, Tom? Anything? Do you like the nighttime air show, or are you just here for the whole experience, or what?
Well, I've been coming here for, almost 31 years now, and each year seems to get better and better, and they just kick it up a notch every year. The Wall of Fire is phenomenal. I mean, it's
like Apocalypse Now in real life. You really, and not only do you see it, you feel it.
You feel it. That's the cool part.
It is. I mean, because in quite a ways away, you will feel the heat come off the runway when they do this Wall of Fire, which is like, an Apocalypse Now, when they're carpet bombing the rainforest or whatever. I mean, they do it out there on the runway. It's insane. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen from a pyrotechnic standpoint, live in person. It's truly a unique experience. But then, you got all the planes shooting like Roman candles out of the wings, all this stuff you didn't think. Yeah, I didn't think you're supposed to do that. You know, right, Dennis?
Yeah, the night air show is something that you just have to see to appreciate. I mean, I kind of get jaded. You can only see how many airplanes doing Immelmanns and loops and rolls, but do it at night with fireworks shooting out of it. Yeah, I'll sit there and watch that all day long.
Absolutely. Now, all the aviation and enthusiasts, the YouTubers, Jimmy from Jimmy's World is out here. He lives right down the road, so he's out here doing all kinds of stuff. We'll catch up with him, I'm sure, at some point. And anybody and maybe even a few surprise guests might be showing up here at Sun and Fun. So we're going to be putting on our disguises, so we're not overwhelmed by the paparazzi, right, Dennis?
Yeah, our faces for radio, right?
Yes, and I'm sure there'll be some listeners that come up and point that out several times, and we're used to it, and that's fine. So, but we may be going incognito so we can, find Tom Cruise. We can find John Travolta. Maybe they'll be here. John Travolta, he just lives up the road, right, Dennis?
That's right. He's up in Ocala at Jumbolair, so... Yeah, it very likely. I mean, because he has the same desires that we do. Always looking for the next bigger thing. What can I get in my airplane? What kind of upgrades do I want? Yeah, it's all here.
Yeah, whether you want a single piston airplane, a really simple, 150, Cessna 150, or you want a super jet. I mean, they got this stuff on display here at Sun and Fun, all of it. It's, Air Venture is what gets a lot of the attention, maybe a little bit more on the national scale, but I'm telling you what, Sun and Fun is not far from it. Would you agree?
I would agree. I think it's the same number of vendors, but a lot less steps.
Yes, and the weather looks like it's going to be really, really nice. I mean, we are in the sweet spot of Florida weather for Sun and Fun and just for Florida in general right now, where it kind of cools off into the 60s in the evening. And, we're going to be high 70s and sunny during the... We kicked off the event on Monday. People are moving in. There's eclipse going on. All kinds of crazy stuff. So I think it's a good sign for things to come. What is your prediction there, Dennis?
Well, when Mother Nature turns down the sun to make it a little bit more comfortable while we're getting set up, that's an indication, right?
Right, exactly. And from what we can see so far, I mean, once again, we're recording the show right now Monday evening before the first day of the show. It looks crowded just in the camping area. It looks bigger than it was last year, and last year set major records. So Gene kind of gave us a little heads up last week that they're on track to do even have a much stronger show even this year. So I think this is going to be a good thing for everybody. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. I mean, Tom just came back from off campus here, and he said that there was probably a mile-long line of RVs just to get into the campground, and it's only Monday night.
Right. But the thing is they can handle it. They got plenty of space to handle all the campers, all the aviation enthusiasts, parking. I mean, this is a massive campus. Basically, they set up a city in Lakeland around this airport. They have this small little facility and then just set up this giant, city around it. And the thing is, Gene came from Air Venture in Oshkosh. He used to work there, and he knows how they've operated that from years, and he's taken a lot of that experience from working in Oshkosh and brought it to Sun and Fun to kind of kick it up a notch in that regard. So they're definitely looking like they're going in the right direction there to make it even a more pleasurable experience for everybody that wants to come out here, take in the sights, take in the planes, take in the fireworks, take in people like Captain Dennis and myself here for the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun. It don't get much better. So stick around. We're just getting started. We got more coming up from Lakeland next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Michael Goulian, aerobatic champion and air show performer. You might have seen me in the Red Bull Air Race or in air shows around the country. You're listening to Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, here's my close personal friend, Greg, your co-pilot.
All right, that was $20, right?
$25.
It's time to fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We're at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. And just having a great time. The air shows are taking off. The weather's been perfect so far. Day one, that's where we find ourselves right now. Right in the heart of the event, just off the flight line, right by the Sunset Grill. And Sun and Fun Radio has a big setup here. They do a little closed caption radio broadcast for everybody on site, for all the campers and everything. They do a great job with what they do. But Dennis and I are mingling around, running into friends, right, Dennis?
That's right. My friend and neighbor, Sam, who is the organizer of the Beach Bash, we just happened to bump into him here. It's like, go figure. Airplane, air show.
What are the odds? The odds are pretty high that we're going to run into Sam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Now, it's next weekend, right?
It's the following weekend, April 25th. It starts on a Thursday this year instead of a Friday.
All right. So the Beach Bash and the Bluegrass. And what's the website? Let's get it out there once again right away.
It's www.beechbash.com. Not beach as in going to the beach, but Beach Bash as in Beechcraft aircraft.
There you go. And how many planes you got signed up already? Quite a few, I guess, right?
We have 386 people registered last I checked, and just under 200 airplanes.
That's going to be a pretty big event, I think. And that's how much bigger than last year? Has that already beat it by far?
It's doubled it. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we're going to be tight on space this year, but we're going to make it happen.
But you don't have to have a Beechcraft bonanza or a Beechcraft aircraft to participate. You just got to know somebody that's willing to help you or sponsor you, or what do you think?
Well, we've been known to let a Mooney or...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Cessna, some of those other off brands, the generic brands, we'll let them come too. But
all right, there. So, Dennis, you have a shot. What do you think?
Oh, I know I have a shot.
He knows somebody. And it's not you, obviously. You won't let him in. But you know someone else that knows Dennis that'll let him in?
Well, I think we can work it out.
Okay, good.
Dennis is a good cook, just FYI.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go. He has his, and you know what? I'll vouch for that. We had Florida stone crabs and prime rib for dinner last night in his RV. I will. Captain Dennis, you should be Chef Dennis. Are you with me there?
He's a phenomenal cook, and he makes amazing desserts. Every time he tells me he's cooking something, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm over here if you have any extra.
Exactly. Well, you know, neighbors are neighbors, and that's just what you do as a pilot, right?
He gets golf cart takeout on a regular basis from our place.
Yeah, they don't need any, what is it, UltraCart or what is it?
Instacart,
yeah, one of those. So he has Captain Dennis right down the street. All right, so Beach Bash in the Bluegrass coming up here in a couple weeks. You can go to the website, sign up. One of the events, obviously there's going to be a lot of people flying in. You get together, have social events, or give me a few rundowns.
Well, let me go ahead and let everybody know this. You've got two more days to register. April 11th is our cutoff date. We've got to shut it down the 11th. That way it gives us enough time to prepare for the number of people that are coming so we can make sure that we have enough food. You can go to that Beach Bash website and register there. The entire event is free. Everything is covered for you. Essentially, food's covered. We will have food trucks there on Friday for people that want to eat snacks or whatnot, but we are covering dinner Friday night. Thursday night, the movie's free. Friday, we got a concert for everybody. That's free. We're going to have some flying. Saturday's the farm, like prior years, where we do skeet shooting, ride ATVs all over the property, taste a little bit of bourbon. I forgot to mention that Thursday night we got the Tradewater Brewery coming to the event, and we will have their beer available for everyone to drink, and we're going to have special cups made for the Beach Bash just for their beer. And then back to Saturday's event. It's going to be like prior years, like I said. And then Saturday, unlike other years, we are going to end it a little differently. We're going to have a fireworks show Saturday night, which is new to the Beach Bash, and then Sunday essentially is just departures.
Right. Well, I mean, what a cool event. And the whole idea of this in the first place was just to get all the Beachcraft donors together and have some fun, or to raise money for something, or what?
You know, this is just a fun event. This is camaraderie. This is fellowship. This is a lot of people getting together to celebrate our aircraft. And yes, we do. We welcome anybody with any airplane. We're not snobs by any stretch. So everyone's welcome. And but we are obviously fans of the Beechcraft products. So a bunch of us get together, celebrate our aircraft, enjoy one another's company, tell a lot of aviation stories, which is what pilots do. And it's just the best.
Share the love.
Best way to describe it is fun and food and music.
There you go. And so what are you doing here at Sun and Fun? Obviously, you're promoting the event a little bit. It's happening in a couple weeks. But are you just here hanging with people like Dennis, trying to sponge off some of that free food he makes us, or what?
Dennis doesn't usually get too generous at Sun and Fun. He keeps his food to himself.
And the people he knows, like me, he's been very generous to me. So you're just not sucking up good enough there, Sam. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, apparently not. I'll work on that. But no, I'm just here to promote the event. Stop by and see my friends at Sun and Fun Radio, Dave Schallbetter, and obviously you guys. I knew you were going to be here, and we planned on meeting up, so I was looking forward to seeing you guys and just promoting the event.
Well, there you go. I don't know. You're going to make this thing, Dennis? I actually have to go to the Galapagos, and I think the event happens the day after I get back. So I might be dragging ass a bit. I don't know if I can get up there to the event. But I don't know, Dennis, you might, right?
I think I've got a family commitment that week, and I might not be able to make it for the first time ever.
Ah, priority, Sam.
That's a shame, because I was just about to tell him I was buying his fuel.
Oh, there you go. Does that make a difference?
Well, Austin can go in my place.
Ah, well, exactly. Austin, his son, is here with us. Maybe he'll step in for Chef Dennis and take advantage of that free fuel. But what about Sun and Fun? I mean, obviously you're networking and doing things for the event, but do you come to an event like this, Sam, and you're, you know, like, hey, you know what? This is a pretty cool little thing I should add to my aircraft. I mean, you're always on the lookout for new stuff, right? And this is where you see it.
Well, basically, you just come here and lust over all the new products that are out there that you know that you want. And it's easy to spend a lot of money when you're here, so you have to control yourself.
How do you do that? I mean, impulse buys are almost impossible. Do you just not bring money with you?
You leave the credit card home with the wife.
I was going to say.
Yeah, the wife frisks me, makes sure I have no credit card when I leave, and she gives me the one with the low $500 limit so I can buy fuel. That's it.
Okay, well, there's that. But, yeah, I mean, it's a 50-year anniversary of Sun & Fun. I mean, it's looking pretty good so far. We're at day one. The place looks beautiful, and everybody's coming out and having a good time. That's what we like to see, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be a wonderful year. This place looks busy already, and it's the first day, so I suspect it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Now, what specific plane are you flying into the Beach Bash?
I'm going to fly in my turbocharged A36. It's a Bonanza. It's a six-seater turbocharged aircraft. Beautiful cross-country plane. I recently modified it with some tip tanks and a new engine and an MT prop. Cannot say enough about my MT prop, by the way. Thank you, McFarland.
So it's efficient, it's classy, and it's ready to do its work for you, huh?
And it's fast.
There you go. We got more coming up from Lakeland, Florida, and Sun & Fun. 50-year anniversary next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
There's never been a Spirit airline crash. And I have a theory. I think it's because all their pilots are on probation. They have to complete 500 hours of safe flight before they go back to Delta and drink again.
Mr. Airline Agent, won't you understand? I'm a frequent traveler and a patient man. But I've been mistreated just a time or two. I stood about all I'm gonna stand from you. I got my ticket in my hand just like everybody else. I paid my money in advance so I can use a little help. You're making such a fuss, you're holding up the line. Just get me on the plane, everything will be fine. I gotta go. You gotta get me to the show. Quit giving me the stare. Just get me in the air.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis here at Sun & Fun in Lakeland, Florida. 50-year anniversary. And it's so cool coming to an event like this, not just the fact that it's the 50-year anniversary, but we run into so many of our aviation friends. And, you know, Jimmy from Jimmy's World is wandering around here. We're hopefully going to catch up with him at some point. And, you know, we talked to Sam around the Beach Bash Bonanza. That's coming up in a couple weeks. Or Beach Bash and the Bluegrass, I should say. But one of the people that we just ran into in his booth, because we always come by here, because they have the latest and greatest stuff for aviation enthusiasts, pilots, you name it. Even if you're not a pilot, you got to look at what they got. Because I'll tell you, these guys at My Go Flight make some of the best luggage on the planet, whether you're a pilot or not. I love it. This stuff has been the best stuff I have ever used in all my travels around the world. I have the, what is the name of that luggage with the silver polycarbonate thing, Nick?
Our MyGo Flight luggage.
Okay, MyGo Flight luggage.
We have the polycarbonate, we have the aluminum in the 20-inch versions and the 24, and they're very, very well received. We sell them all around the world, and they look really nice with our flight bags and, of course, with the rest of the gear that goes in them.
Yeah,
Greg,
I mean, they are indestructible.
I hope they're indestructible.
Yeah. Well, I put that luggage through the ringer already, and I'm getting ready to go to the Galapagos and bring two of the big ones in my carry-on. And I'll tell you, that's the only luggage I have ever traveled with. It's lasted more than, I don't know, two or three dive trips or whatever. And you guys stand behind the stuff, too. You get like, a five-year warranty or longer or something? If anything breaks, you guys will help people out, that kind of thing?
Yes, our customer service, you talk to Jackie or Jazz or any of the crew back in Denver. And we have a nice five-year warranty, manufacturer's warranty. And if we find that something is defective, we certainly just we'll mail you a new one.
Yeah.
We're very similar to a lot of large organizations out there that, you would just require a receipt and a picture of the problem. We're taken care of.
Yeah. Well, you don't need a gorilla. You just need, like, Greg, your co-pilot, to take the luggage around the world diving and stuff. And trust me, I break this stuff all the time. And it's the only luggage I've ever traveled with that has lasted worth a crap. And it looks good, too.
Well, thank you.
It rolls easy, makes life easy. And that's the thing. We're trying to make our travels more efficient as general aviation pilots, that kind of thing. And that's what you guys specialize in. But like I said, whether you're a pilot or not, you can take advantage of this
stuff. In our design, we do take that into account, because pilots have different missions. For example, we had a large major captain on a 757 or 67, something like
that. One of those big-ass planes.
Right. Was in Singapore. Sent me a picture of a problem with our luggage, and I just couldn't have it. And so what we determined at that point was that we would always, always make luggage that was pilot repairable. Because I can send you the part. You can't send me your luggage back with your clothes in it and still
right.
have a piece of luggage the next day. But I can send you the part. You can take your Leatherman or your tool and repair it right on site and get back to vacationing or get back to your mission. So that's kind of the idea, and that's why we're different than some of the other major luggage companies.
Yeah, and it really does set them apart, too. But like I said, hopefully that'll never happen. It's never happened to me so far, and I've had this stuff at least for a couple of years now, and I've traveled with it extensively. I feel so good about it. I'm taking it to the Galapagos, and that is a crazy adventure. I got three legs. I mean, this luggage is going to be beat to hell. So I need something that's going to protect my dive gear and everything, and I feel pretty safe with that.
There's some pictures of that.
Yes.
That'd be kind of interesting. When do you leave?
Sunday. At the last day of Sun and Fun. I'm off to the Galapagos. How about that?
Well, I wish I was going with you.
Yeah, well, everybody can't be me. Even you, Nick.
Well, that's true.
Usually everybody's saying they want to be you.
No, I don't know about that, but we should take Dennis, too.
No, screw him. We don't care about him.
No, he's the handsome one.
We want
Dennis.
He's the handsome one on the radio, right, Dennis?
Sure.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But actually, you have a new bag. Did that just debut recently, or what was that?
In 2024, we launched two new bags. One was truly new, being the Commuter. It's $99. It's built more for training-type individuals and student pilots. It's nice in the fact that you can change the luggage tag and put on a logo on it so that you're, flying the colors of either your company or the type of aircraft that you fly. And it's more of a crossbody. It's super lightweight. The materials are absolutely fantastic. They're the same materials that we use in our $300 bag, the PLC Pro, which we also did new for 2024. We've got some new zipper pulls on it, YKK brand, very, very reliable, a definite upgrade that we've been able to do over time. We've got some nice padding in there. We've got ways to safely store your eyeglasses, your keys, a little secret pouch there for your passport. So we've thought of all the details that make it convenient to fly with. You can put your radio on the side pocket. You can put your water bottle on the side pocket.
I think I'm going to pick one of these up because, I've been traveling with a backpack. So I look like a college bum. I'm a little too old for that now, Nick. This looks way more sophisticated.
Yeah, you definitely look more like a bum.
Well, with the backpack I do, so I need to upgrade and maybe get one of these MyGo Flight.
What we hear is that people say, I have this great backpack, but many backpacks are just buckets, if you think about it, with pockets on the outside. And if you look at the way we've constructed it, we do it in layers. One of the ways that you can take the PLC Pro is take it on a commercial airline trip, put it at your feet, and you can access each of those compartments while it's still underneath the seat in front of you.
Right.
Because I didn't want to interrupt if I needed, say, my laptop, I didn't want to interrupt the person next to me trying to pull out this big, you know, flight bag. So I made it so that it waterfalls. And so these are the designs that Tracy Schneider does. And she does a great job. And, of course, Brian and the rest of the crew are very discerning.
Yes.
They have a lot of
style. Well, you put all the thought into it so we don't have to. It just works. It's practical, looks cool, more mature than carrying around a backpack. I'm tired of looking like a bum. Yeah. That's what my wife says.
Right. Well, it's one of those things where, you know, if you listen to the customers, they're going to tell you. And then if you reinforce that with people that have been in the business for many years, you know, we're able to, you know, deliver on this.
Right.
We do things in small batch volumes so that we can make the changes quickly and easily if something either, one, goes wrong,
yeah,
or two, if we see an improvement or a new product comes out and we need a spot for it, we can quickly move, and that's why we number all of our editions. This one happens to be the 2024. We're here at Sun and Fun, and a lot of people do what you do. They need diving equipment, they need camera equipment, they need their flying equipment.
Right.
This does a great job.
So much crap. We got to put it in organized, and we got to travel with it, get it there safe, and look like we know what we're doing. Sometimes travel in style.
Yes, travel in style.
MyGoFlight.com is the website to go to for the luggage, but that's not what they only do. That's just a small little tidbit. They got all kinds of mounts and everything for your GoPros and radios and laptops and God knows. I mean, there's so much stuff you guys do now. It's insane.
Well, thank you. Last year, we were lucky enough to be able to find a great company called FlightFlix. And Ryan Moore decided he was going to concentrate more on being a captain and pilot and spend time with his boys and his family. And so we were able to come to an agreement and made the purchase. And so now we're with FlightFlix, and we make exterior camera mounts, and they're very well designed, FAA compliant, lightweight, affordable, and they're going to give you, think of it as a selfie stick for your airplane.
Absolutely. Anything you need to attach to your aircraft inside or out, mygoflight.com is the place to start. Nick, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate
it. We got more coming up from Sun and Fun next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Yeah, big old jet airliner. Don't carry me too far away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis here at Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary. Now it's first day of day one. Dylan Scott is on stage as we speak. We're hanging out at the Coconut Flyers, one of our favorite places at Sun and Fun every year. They got free beer for a donation, but it goes to a great cause, all the great stuff they do here at Sun and Fun. And people from all over the world, all the pilots come here, make a donation, and get a beer in return. It's a pretty good gig, isn't it, Dennis?
It's fantastic. I mean, the beers are not your typical brews. It's all local beers, all
Florida
donated.
Beers, ales, blueberry, ciders, God knows what, right?
Yeah, blueberry... peppercorn? It's fantastic. Yeah. Highly recommended.
Pretty unique stuff you get here at Coconut Flyers. And they've been doing this for the last few years, and they've raised thousands of dollars for the programs that they do here at Sun and Fun, all the educational things. And what's your name?
Montana Don.
Montana Don. I looked at him and I said, you're from Montana, right? And because he's wearing a cowboy hat, bright red cowboy hat, with the blazing letters of Sun and Fun in Montana. So you flew all the way in, or commercial? What did you do?
Commercially, yeah. I volunteer here. I've been volunteering here for 6 years now, parking airplanes.
Yes. So after I said, you're from Montana, he was like, how did you know? And I said, well, I looked at your hat. And then he pulled up his phone, and he showed me a Just Plane Radio podcast. And he goes, hey, I know you. So have you listened before, or did you just see Dennis's shirt?
No, I've been listening for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we apologize. I'm sure you're thoroughly let down at this point, right?
No, working around the ranch.
Give it time. Yeah. Give it time. Yeah. We'll let him down slowly but surely. No. This is what we do.
But, as much time as we've been giving you.
Well, okay. I've been already taking a lot of heat this week, or today, the first day of Sun and Fun, for pilots coming up. Greg, why haven't you had your license yet? Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dennis is kicking me when I'm down. But that's fine. I come here to get inspired again.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying, Montana Joe?
Yep.
Yeah. So what do you got? Are you a pilot, I assume? Or?
Yeah, I got my license when I was 18.
Yeah.
And
just trying to make me look even worse right now?
Well, no. I mean, my dad flew, and so that's how I got into it. I used to live in Michigan. We used to go to Oshkosh every year.
Nice.
I volunteered there as well.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So coconut flyers, is this kind of like on your hit list for every Sun and Fun, you think?
Or what? After I get off work, yep, come down and grab some grub and wash it down.
Exactly. They got some good beers here, don't they? They got great beer.
Yes, they
like
do.
Like five different choices, all kinds of unique Florida ales and God knows what, but it goes to a good cause. So, but this is a good place to hang out and meet people, isn't it?
It is.
It is. So what kind of plane do you have in Montana?
I don't have a plane right now. COVID ate my airplane.
Oh, okay. Right. I've heard that story before.
I built a house in during COVID. So,
you volunteer at AirVenture and at Sun and Fun?
It's been a while since I've been at AirVenture, but I've been thinking about heading back there this year.
Yeah, but what are you helping them out with here at Sun and Fun?
Oh, just same thing, parking airplanes and general help.
Yeah, so just hang out during the day, do that, meet a few folks, and then hang out here at Coconut Flyers.
That was always our summer vacation, you know, drive around the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and down to Oshkosh.
Yeah. And, it's a good group of people. They put up with people like Dennis and me. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. How bad can they be? They got the tolerance of Job.
Right. Well, and we just lived across the lake. You know, I've flown in there a couple of times and driven around several times, but we always camped on the field.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Well, is that what you're doing here this week, too, or camping, or what?
Yeah, I'm put up here in a bunkhouse. We got, a bunkhouse for
all the volunteers and stuff. I got you. Well, Montana Joe, it's a pleasure. I love your hat. By the way, he's all dressed out in red, representing Montana accordingly, right? That's the whole idea?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, he's representing way better than us, Dennis.
That's true. I mean, we're still in our Florida uniform of fishing shirts and shorts.
Right. Do you got any mission as far as things here at, Sun and Fun that you like to go take a gander at as far as planes and stuff, or what?
Well, I thought about, instead of flying through Minneapolis like I did, I thought about flying through Dallas-Fort Worth to see the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
I did that 7 years ago. A buddy and I, we flew down to Perrysville, Missouri, and saw the eclipse. But ironically, coming out of Minneapolis, we crossed over Evans, Indiana, right at the total eclipse.
Really? So you were in the airplane while the eclipse was going on Monday?
35,000 feet. I saw.
Sweet. Did it look better, or what? Could you tell? Or did,
no,
or what?
It was just different looking down because it was a cloud deck underneath us, and we could see it got all dark.
Yeah.
I saw the total.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Did anybody freak out on the plane?
No. They
strip the clothes naked and run up and down the aisles? That's what I would expect.
No. Well, you could have. They did turn out the lights so we could see it, but it was dark. Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
Were people going ooh-ah on the plane, the whole thing? Were they like oohing on and, on the aircraft?
It was nice. And I think the pilots actually slowed the plane down, so they timed it perfectly.
Really?
2:05 over Evans, Indiana Central Time.
Wow. Oh, well, we were talking about that as we were getting ready for the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun, that people were going to fly in on Monday, and evidently that was you by default, I guess, right? You just got lucky.
Yeah, it was very coincidental, but I think the pilots, they slowed down a bit just to make sure we could see it. It was awesome.
Well, there you go. I mean, that'll make the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun just that little bit better, you think?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What are you going to find a plane to buy now here at Sun and Fun, or what?
No, I'm working on that.
Yeah? If money wasn't an object, what would be your ultimate aircraft? What do you think?
I like the Comanches.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got my twin rating in a twin Comanche, and I really like the twin Comanches.
Yeah, just because that's what you learned in, or because it's fast?
Just my twin rating. No, I learned in an air coupe.
Okay, all right.
That's a 1946.
With rudders or without?
No rudders.
No rudders. No.
Rudderless.
Yeah.
Well, there was a conversion. You could put rudders in them, but they're small. They're really not effective enough to use.
Rudders are for losers.
You can't cross-control it anyway. So.
Yeah, they're for losers.
So you crab it like an airliner, and you land it in a crab. And
that's right. That's how you show that you're a real pilot, right, Montana Joe?
What's that?
That's how you show you're a real pilot. You don't need rudders. You don't need no stinking rudders. Right, Dennis?
No, you just land it crossways on the runway. The gear can handle it and straightens itself right out. Yeah. And it's only got one pedal on the floor, and that's the brake.
Yeah. Well, true. And I would imagine flying in Montana is awesome. The scenery would just be mind-boggling, wouldn't it?
A lot more granite clouds there than in Michigan.
Cumulus granite? Yes.
Well, okay.
And
yes,
it's a lot higher elevation.
But the scenery is magnificent out there, right? Yeah, we got to go out there. That'd be a fun little trip, wouldn't it, Dennis?
That'd be fun. There's a lot of good float flying out there. I knew a lot of the pilots from when I was learning to fly. That was one of the hot spots, was to go out to Montana and just go fishing and fly seaplanes out in that area.
Yeah, I mean, it's on our list. You know, there's always a new place to go or a new airplane to fly, right, Montana Joe?
Yeah.
And by the way, how did you get the moniker Montana Joe? You just picked it?
Well, actually, it's Montana Don.
Montana Don. Why did I say Joe?
Because in parking airplanes, there were three Dons. In my generation, Don's a pretty common name, right?
So they gave you a tag that
said
Joe.
So on the radio, you know, you call out Don and you got to answer, you know.
Gotcha.
So,
right. I'm Greg, but I answered other four-letter words, too.
Well,
you hear what I'm saying?
But, you know, it's a family.
Yeah, it's no, it's not. You haven't been listening long enough, obviously, Montana
Joe. Watch your language on the radio.
All right, Montana Don.
You know.
I love it. But see, you know, these are the kind of pilots and aviation enthusiasts you'll meet at a place like Coconut Flyers, which is right there just off the flight line. And it's kind of like a heartbeat of Sun and Fun. Wouldn't you agree there, Dennis?
Absolutely. What better place to celebrate the 50th, you know, in the camaraderie of aviation right here. And free beer.
Free beer for donation. Goes to a great cause. Good stuff, right, Montana Joe and or Don?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Look, see, even Montana Joe knows it.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.